USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians are marking Good Friday today. Easter is this Sunday as Passover continues, and many churches and synagogues are holding virtual religious services this year amid the coronavirus outbreak. Archbishop in Miami, Thomas Wensky, says congregations can still be spiritual even if they're virtual.
A priest who can give spiritual counsel is certainly essential, especially when so many people are so anxious this time. But that doesn't mean that we have to congregate big crowds together.
An Indianapolis police officer shot and killed in the line of duty yesterday. 24-year-old Officer Brianne Leith was responding to an apartment for a domestic violence call when she was shot. A woman inside the apartment also wounded. Police say they have a suspect in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in to see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Americans should start seeing stimulus money soon as the government's returning to every taxpayer who earned less than $75,000 at least $1,200, and many with children will see a few hundred more. There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardize both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Amazon says it's now taking additional steps to try to slow the spread of COVID-19 by building its own lab to test workers for the virus. Officials gathering equipment, hoping to start the screening soon. The tech giant has been criticized over its handling of the pandemic with its employees, some of them saying there's been a shortage of masks and other protective equipment. More than 60 warehouses have confirmed cases. Most Americans now say they'll probably take a pass on attending any sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. A Seton Hall sports poll finds 72% of Americans they surveyed said they would stay home until there is a vaccine. That number drops to 61% by people who describe themselves as sports fans. Among all Americans, 12% said they would be open to attending a game so long as social distancing can be maintained. And Netflix has something coming for viewers who just can't get enough of Tiger King. It's an after show called The Tiger King and I. It's set to debut this Sunday. It'll showcase new interviews with some of the people in the show that's gone viral during the coronavirus pandemic especially. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.